They once roamed the West Coast from Oregon to Mexico until fur hunters decimated their population, driving them close to extinction. With government help, the southern sea otters have been trying to make a comeback. But nature, in the form of shark attacks, is now hampering those efforts. The otters are among the smallest marine mammals, weighing between 40 and 70 pounds. They have a low fat level and rely on water-resistant fur to protect them from the elements.
Sea otters have really important ecosystem roles. They limit a lot of the other invertebrates that graze kelp forests, for instance. And so when sea otters are abundant in the system, it limits the number of sea urchins and other types of herbivores that occur in the nearshore coastal zone, and that leads to the development of kelp forests. So they have important ecological roles in the nearshore system.
Dr. Tim Tinker is a research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He leads the USGS California Sea Otter Research Program. He talks about how their population was decimated by humans over the centuries.
Sea otters have really beautiful fur coats. Because of those fur coats in the 1700s and 1800s and early 1900s, they were hunted for those fur coats and driven almost to extinction. By the turn of the century, there are almost no sea otters left in the North Pacific Ocean.
The good news is that thanks to protections, the population has surged. They only cover a small percentage of their original footprint, but a just completed census shows there are more than 3,100 of the sea otters.
One of those locations happened to have been Big Sur. Sea otters from that tiny little remnant population began to recover in the early 1900s. From that population, they now number about 2,000 to 3,000 animals, stretching from just south of Half Moon Bay in the north down to Gaviota State Park.
The numbers are close to strong enough that the otters could be removed from the threatened status under the Endangered Species Act. The Fish and Wildlife Service threshold number is 3,090 otters. This year, 3,186 were counted. If they can surpass 3,090 for another year, the agency will consider delisting. But here's the wrinkle in all this. In 2016, the number was 3,272, so the population dipped by 3%. A number of things could be factors like poor counting conditions. But Tinker says it's quite possible a big spike in the otter deaths could be due to shark attacks.
One of the factors that's causing the numbers not to recover as fast as we had anticipated and actually causing declines at the northern and southern ends of the range right now is a really remarkable increase in shark bite mortality, something that has always occurred at some levels, but we began to see a real increase in the frequency of shark bit otters that were stranding on the beach in the early 2000s, and it's continued to increase since then. It's really a pretty dramatic source of mortality, and we think that's probably the factor that is causing the downward trends at the ends of the range and curtailing expansion of the range into new habitat.
Tinker says the irony is great whites don't eat the otters. If they bite them, it's because they think they're food.
The stranded otters that we recover always have a single bite. They have puncture wounds that are, sort of semicircular, the size of a white shark mouth, and often fragments of white shark teeth, but never a bite missing. It's a mistaken identity sort of thing. If it happens to be an otter or a surfboard, they don't proceed to eat it. If it happens to be an elephant seal or a harbor seal, then they go ahead and finish the job.
There are actually two otter populations. One is the main one on the coast. The other is a separate population on San Nicolas Island, which is reported to be doing well with about 100 otters. The island population is man-made. Decades ago, some were moved to the Channel Islands in an effort to help save the species. Most of them quickly left and migrated back to Northern California, but the few which stayed on San Nicolas Island have multiplied. Even though it's been a long process, the otters' recovery is being called a success effort, with the population growing from a low of around 50 to around 3,000 today.
Recovery from their near extinction in the fur trade has been a remarkable conservation success story. Recovered from that incredibly small population up to the relatively large number that we have today.
Those involved with the program say they're looking forward to the day, a day they hope will come soon, that the otters will be completely off the endangered list. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.